probably one of the most controversial time periods in American history was the era of the Molly Maguire. Happened right up here in Schuylkill County, Carbon County, Columbia. Very misunderstood. Still trying to figure it out. Basically, they were Donegal men. There was over 80% of them were Donegal men. And the other percentage of them that were hung were relatives of these Donegal men. They were law unto themselves. They had developed over a 200-year period in Donegal, and they would attack the landlords. Sometimes they would dress like women, and so therefore they called themselves Molly Maguires, or they were called white boys or ribbon men. Some said there actually was a person called Molly Maguire, and she led them. Who knows? But they brought this to the coal regions of Pennsylvania, and when things weren't right, which was off time, they would strike back. And they were a thorn in the side of the fledging Union and the other Irish who were trying to get on with life up there. But they sent a man in here, his name is Jamie McFarland, to infiltrate the Molly Maguires, get the goods on them. And if you knew how Pinkerton operated, they were pretty vicious. They got it done no matter how, and they got it done. And they hung 20 Irishmen. They hung them in Pottsville, they hung them in Jim Thorpe and up in Bloomsburg. Good morning, Mr. Kelly. Mr. Doyle. Good man yourself, Mr. Keogh. You know, I never walk these valleys that I don't stop and salute the memory of the Boyos and pay my respects. The Boyos? They were called the Molly Maguires. See, they were starved out of Ireland in 49, so they come to Pennsylvania to work the mines. Loading cars with anthracite coal, and the Welsh boss said, "Well, Paddy O, you load those cards and here's what you get. Just enough to keep you in debt. And don't complain and ask for more. Do all your buying at the company store." They put them in the shanties up in Mahanoy Plain and down on the flats alongside the train. The children worked the breakers outside the mine and the coal police told them, "Toe the line." Aye, they loaded those cards and what did they get? Calloused hands and black-stained sweat. And Gowan cut their wages, and when they complained, Molly Maguire became their name. At that Jimmy McFarland, said he was their friend. Oh, but he betrayed them in the end. For Gowan put him on the stand to tell his lies till 20 Irishmen were hanging high. Aye, they loaded those cars, and what did they get? A legacy that's living yet. For they did their job, and they did it well. Now McFarland and Gowan are rotten in hell. Keogh and Campbell, their names live on, and all of the others in story and song. God bless those men who paved the way for the better conditions of today. For working in the mines never brought them wealth. It crippled their bodies and ruined their health. But they fought back, and they lit the fires. And by God, they were called to Molly Maguires. And they'll live forever. Carol, you'll live forever. Rorty, you'll live forever. McGeehan, you'll live forever. They'll live forever. Thank you.